This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Live, you dial toll free, take control of the airwaves, bring up whatever you want. And as we launch into the third hour of the show, it's Ian here,
Melanie,
and Daryl.
We can continue. You can bring up what's on your mind. We've got Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. We also have our toll free lines at 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. Let's go back to the phones and to your calks and thoughts. Coming up, Calexit, the latest from the plan to have California possibly secede from the United States. Will they be the first state to do it? Well, I don't know who's going to be first, but somebody needs to. Let's go to David in San Francisco. Actually, all of our callers right now are from California. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, howdy, y'all. Yeah, it's kind of interesting you mentioned that. Have you ever read the book Ecotopia?
No.
It's probably an old, you know, 60s book, maybe early 70s. It's about the time when the nation becomes captured by major corporations and they decide to carve up America. So there's the mining concerns and there's the grain concerns and there's the, various entities decide to carve up America. And Northern California, Oregon, and Washington State basically secede from the corporate state and become Ecotopia, and it becomes a refuge for the intelligent. So, yeah, let's find out what happens with that one.
Are you saying that should happen, that environmentalist people should move to the same state?
Oh, you don't ever want to put all your eggs in one basket and allow everybody to become... Well, as a libertarian, don't you...
What were you going to say? Allow everybody to become
basic
what?
Economics?
And allow everybody to become what? Can you finish your statement?
Haven't you ever taken economics? You know, the whole idea of putting all your eggs in one basket is never a good
idea. I'm talking about people, though.
That is not really an economic...
Yeah, we're not talking about investments here. We're talking about people moving. We're talking about the ideological viewpoint of someone, a group of people coming together. And we've seen in Vermont, for instance, how that has worked in the favor of the lefty, socialist, hippie types who moved in there in the 1970s. We've seen how it's worked in out in Utah with the Mormons moving in there way back when. There's no doubt that those groups have had an effect on the places that they've moved to. And there's also no doubt the libertarians are having an effect here on New Hampshire, as they've been moving in here for more than a decade. And that's working. So it's not putting all your eggs in one basket, because the fact is not everyone's going to move.
Well, if you don't even have a whole basket full of eggs, putting, three eggs in three baskets isn't necessarily going to accomplish much. There's not a whole lot of libertarians.
If the purpose is to diversify your eggs across multiple baskets, then you've accomplished that. But otherwise, if you want to make an omelet, then you need all of your eggs to be together.
Well, if we were to use the example of Ecotopia, where say, like, the mining concerns take over the Rocky Mountains and destroy any kind of pollution laws. I don't know if you know it, but that down in Houston, they're almost like a libertarian central down there.
No.
When I was down there in the 70s, they had such poor zoning laws that you basically didn't even have to have a sidewalk in front of a downtown building.
Zoning is pretty good in Houston, but that does not make them a libertarian utopia.
Yeah, I mean, when you say zoning is good, you mean they don't have it in the city.
Yeah, the lack of it is what makes it good.
Right.
Well, I mean, we've got a building out here in San Francisco that was only built maybe 5 years ago. It's called Millennium Towers, and the architects for it claimed that they didn't need to go to bedrock. Bedrock was, say, 200 feet down. They only decided they were going to go 40 feet down. And now we've got a building that's something like 50 stories tall in the middle of a whole bunch of other buildings, and it's been leaning, and it's it's a matter. I mean,
okay, but that's not a zoning issue. A zoning issue is you can't put it here; you have to put it over there.
There's, you know, everybody says that San Francisco is a liberal city. That's far from it. Nancy Pelosi she's from the real estate.
What you're saying is San Francisco is not liberal enough for you, David.
No. She doesn't live up to
the laws of science. I don't know where to tell
science.
You to go then.
Right,
honestly.
That's what I was going to say. What are the other options?
She does not live up to the laws of science.
You What's know, a more liberal not, city than
is,
San Francisco?
This is the foolishness
Portland?
Of libertarian thought, where you're pretending that you don't need to live up to the laws of science. And the
what
idea
the heck are
that,
you talking about, dude? No, the libertarian viewpoint is that no one should use aggression on other people. That's what the libertarian viewpoint is. That has nothing to do with science. Many libertarians I know are big-time science buffs. They're very into science, and they understand that when you build a house or you build a building, you want to build it as sound as possible. And also, most of the time, your insurance company is going to want you to build it as sound as possible. So the market already has the necessary built-in features that are needed to make sure that buildings are done in a safe way. So I question what went wrong with this particular building that you're bringing up here. You know, again, even with all your government zoning and rules and regs and all that, apparently that was still able to happen. So I would say let the market decide.
The original purpose of my call was because you were talking about the inability of people to live in the downtown areas, in the major corporate areas.
Yeah.
And
Melanie
and
was saying that zoning was a problem.
This is along the same lines. My answer would be right along the same lines. That basically what's happened is that if you go back into 1964, when the Civil Rights Act got signed, The organized crime and the big bigots of the day decided that they were going to create so much fear mongering that they were going to drive all of the whites out of town, tell them to go buy a place in the suburb, and allow the major cities to collapse. And if you go to almost every major city, whether it's Detroit or St. Louis or Pittsburgh or anything else, New York for that matter, Donald Trump took advantage, and Donald Trump's dad took advantage of that fear mongering.
Took advantage of a lot more than that. But.
Yeah, they took advantage of it, and they bought up land at 2 cents on the dollar while it was in the most caved in condition. And then they used government to give them bigger land grants to be able to create acreage of.
Right. Imagine if there was no government.
Trump has a habit of having the state steal land from other people to give to him. But so if a bunch of people leave the city and there's still people in wherever the city is, if there's not something wrong with the city itself, it doesn't matter that some other people are leaving. If the city's collapsing, it's because something's wrong with the city, not because something's wrong with people who left it. That doesn't make any sense.
Oh, I agree. And when you start looking, for example, in St. Louis, that's where I came from, the town fathers had decided that they were going to intentionally drive all of the blacks out of town. At the same time that they were fear-mongering and causing all the whites to move to the suburbs, they came up with a thing called the Team 4 Report. TEAM 4 report. And if you get a chance to read it, it's probably online. There were paper copies in the library. And the thing was amazing because it set it up so that street sweepers would no longer go into black neighborhoods. They'd no longer clean out the sewers in the black neighborhoods. In a hot summer, St. Louis used to have 76 public swimming pools. They closed down all but two, left one in the north.
This sounds to me like another problem with government where, you know, people getting in charge. Yeah, we're bigots. Right, bigots getting in charge of government are going to use their going to use the tools of the state, which is violence, to impose their viewpoint on the people they're bigoted against. Surprise, surprise. Thanks for the call tonight, David. So you're making an argument against government, even though I'm sure if we were to keep him on the line, he would go on to say that, well, we just need to elect good people.
Yeah,
that'll solve it.
He seemed to be saying, you know, we need more or better government while then saying, look at all the horrible things that people in government did.
Right. It's the idea that there is that the that the institution isn't the problem, that the idea of monopolized power over other human beings, that's not the problem.
And the process of picking people is part of the institution, so if there's something wrong with that process, then there's still something wrong with the institution.
There is more coming up, and you're welcome to join us on the radio. Take control of the airwaves here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-957-9489. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-957-9489. That's 1-800-957-9489. 1-800-957-9489.
Are you tired of paying fees and commissions to that other site? I know you are. And I'm here to tell you about a great alternative to sell your stuff. BuySellMakeOffer.com is the best-selling site to ever come along. It doesn't matter what you're selling, big or small, it's easier than ever. And you can use Skype to show your items and get to know your potential buyer, and they can see that you are for real. No more blind trust. And you're not limited to snapshots. You can video what you're selling to better sell it fast. For as little as $9.95, and that's after a free 30 days, you can sell everything you no longer want with absolutely no fees, ever. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and become part of a community of buyers and sellers who have already discovered this revolutionary way of getting it sold online. That's BuySellMakeOffer.com. You'll never regret making the switch. BuySellMakeOffer.com. So, what are you waiting for?
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live, you can dial in toll-free. Take control of the airwaves here. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. 855-450-3733. We also have Skype, so Skype on in here. Skype username is lrn.fm. Got some shopping to do online. You want to help Free Talk Live out at the same time? Well, just go to shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com. You'll be able to enter into Amazon and some other stores from that link. Amazon US, Amazon UK, Amazon Canada. You just click on the right Amazon for you, get your shopping taken care of, and feel good because Free Talk Live is going to get a portion of your purchase price that otherwise would just all go to Amazon. So we appreciate it when you take that extra step and go to shop.freetalklive.com first. And remember, if you want to save yourself the step, then just go there once, then click on the Amazon that's right for you, then bookmark that when you land there. So when you land into Amazon, bookmark that page because that's where our code is in the Amazon landing URL. And that way, if you just go back to that bookmark, then we'll get all the credit for your purchases from that point forward. So you can take control of the airwaves here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. We're going to go get into the California story here, California's Calexit, the idea of California seceding from the United States. Back in the news, we'll tell you what the latest is, but first we continue with a bunch of California callers. We've got Steve on the line in Needles, California. We're going to try Steve again. Apparently he was away from the phone when we tried him earlier. Steve, are you there now?
I am indeed. How are you folks doing tonight?
Great. You're listening to K-Talks in Needles. Go ahead with your thoughts, Steve.
Okay. I want to thank you, first off, for your discussion about the Federal Reserve System and the fractional banking. I promise you, not one person out of 100 understands that, if you talk about it. So it's good that you're mentioning that.
And or if they do understand it, they refuse to believe it.
I know,
I've had that more often than just not understanding.
It is. It's pretty incredible. Just an observation. From what I understand, if you make a deposit at a bank, the bank then looks at those funds as their asset. Now, your deposit represents a liability to them, for sure. But nonetheless, they count any money that you give to them as among their assets.
That is true. That is not as malicious as I think it sounds to lay people, though.
Well, perhaps, but I'm reminded of what happened in Cyprus, where they decided anybody with more than 100,000 euro on deposit were subject to a haircut for the good of the country and for the good of the bank.
And by haircut, you mean the money idea of the bank or the government or whatever is just going to take that money and they're going to take it from all accounts over a certain amount.
And technically, they would be, they, in this case being the U.S. federal government, would be well within their authority.
Because it's their money, right?
Because, well, FDIC only protects you up to $250,000. So they can say everything over $250,000 and a
single limit. If you have more than $250,000 in a U.S. bank, you need to stop doing that.
Well, now, wait a minute. Where would you recommend you put it besides cryptocurrency?
Even if you're going to keep it in a bank, put it in different accounts.
Have multiple accounts because each account is insured
for $250,000.
I see what you're saying. But you're still counting on the federal government for that insurance. And remember, they could just be like, well, we've decided that we just can't make good on this. And what are you going to do? Sue them?
Well, if you did, it would go
to discount what's owed.
If you did sue, it would go to one of their courts.
Right.
It would probably say, you don't have standing, and then you'd be out money
but
anyway.
I think the thing that is kind of confusing a lot of people, I imagine, not necessarily anybody here, but something being an asset on your balance sheet does not imply ownership. Long-term leases, a lot of the time, are put on balance sheets. You're using a technical term that also has kind of a common usage. So it doesn't sound like what you're saying doesn't mean what it sounds like, I think, to most people.
Am I supposed to take comfort from that?
Well, I'm not saying you should trust banks, but it has nothing to do with what you just said.
Right. Well, anytime you hand over your assets to somebody else, then you're taking a risk. You know that there's a chance that something could go wrong. And even if the government, you know, is there, whether the government's there or not is another question. I don't, certainly trust the government to protect anything at all. And by the way, that FDIC insurance has changed. It used to be $100,000.
Correct.
And now it's $250,000. And if they wanted to change it to $50,000, they could do that.
Correct.
Too. And you know, you would have no say in whether or not that that would move forward.
Oh no, they would have a public comment
that
period.
Much in.
That they would have a public comment period.
Yeah, sure.
That they would totally ignore any comments that you had.
Right.
But they would have a public comment.
I mean,
period.
I don't know if a bank in, you know, liquid cash is the best place for $300K to be in the first place. But and yeah, so I wouldn't necessarily store investments and assets in a bank, but I mean, I just want to make sure that we're, because they do this, the post office is really good for this. They have like two or three, I've read some of the stuff they did. They have like two or three technical terms that also have common usage that they make statements to make it look like they are not involved with the U.S. feds. But if you read it in the technical terms, they're saying the opposite of what it sounds like they're saying if you use the common usage.
Wow, that's confusing. That's some kind of legal
and then
nonsense.
They'll use like some double negative to where I'm not drinking water right now.
Steve, anything else you want to share tonight?
No, thank you. I appreciate you having me on.
No problem.
Thanks again for what you do.
That's what we do. Thanks for the call. Toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE like freedom. David is on the line in North Carolina on Skype. Hello, David.
Hey, how's it going,
man? Whoa. Sounds like you're swallowing that microphone there. Hang on a second. Say again.
Yeah, I was saying, if you've got $300,000 in the bank and need something to do with that, $50,000, yeah, don't, I mean, I guess you could put it in a cryptocurrency. The cryptocurrency is legit coin, zero forkability, you know, the silver.
You can't call gold cryptocurrency. that's what you're referring to. That's when you, call about legit coin, that's your name, that's your little name for gold and silver and other precious metals. You can't call it cryptocurrency. Cryptography is not involved.
And also it doesn't have a guarantee of zero forkability because we've created elements before. So in the future, at some point, we probably could create gold.
Well, yeah, now, if you're spending straw into gold, I'm moving to New Hampshire tomorrow, right? But as far as I know, it's not that easy. All these cryptocurrencies, I mean, y'all are up here on a daily talking about how there's, you know, ever more forks. I mean, it's being debased by fork. I mean, it's sort of kind of interesting to see how the market's reacting. Like, I mean, for every new fork, it seemingly adds, like, money to the total pool of cryptocurrency worth, like, out of thin air. I mean, at what point does it not become to look like a scam?
Well, first of all, the what you're referring to is Bitcoin's fork that happened in early August, on August 1st. It was the first time that Bitcoin ever forked into two competing currencies. And I didn't know that the price was going to go up on both of them or that the total value between them was going to go up. I figured it would fall, and I think other people did as well. But surprise, it actually went up in value. And I think the reason for that is because the market values both of those currencies. There's no guarantee that's going to continue to happen. And also at the same time, one of the things that's been going on is the total value of the Bitcoin and all of the other altcoins combined has been shooting up over the last year. And so just generally the amounts that these things are valued that has been going up. But David, if you want to continue to comment, hang on. It's Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24-7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. We invite you to join us right here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. We've also got Skype, so feel free to Skype on in at Skype username lrn.fm. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Melanie,
and Daryl.
Help us out by visiting the website, freetalklive.com, and sign up for the email list. You can keep in the loop with what's going on with Free Talk Live from a once-a-week email that I'll send out usually sometime on the weekends. You can get signed up for that list over at freetalklive.com. You'll find the email sign-up box toward the front, on the front page, toward the top, near the middle. You'll see it there. freetalklive.com. As we continue with David, he's on the line, calling from North Carolina, a big advocate for precious metals, and you're certainly, you know, Johnny on the spot of finding fault with cryptocurrencies. I guess you are predicting that this whole cryptocurrency thing is a fad and it's not going to last?
Yeah, it's sort of kind of like Beanie Babies for the 21st century, right? You know, it's definitely all speculation right now. And I'm not so much.
Is it all speculation?
Like
Because Bitcoin's got a pretty big network effect where there are a lot of people and companies that accept and trade Bitcoins on a daily basis. I mean, that's not really speculation, is it?
Network effect. Well, network effect actually might be a euphemism for speculation, right? You know, it's a hype train.
A hype train?
And yeah, absolutely.
There's no hype. I can go walk downtown Keene, New Hampshire, go into local burger, and I can order a meal with Bitcoin. I can then go across the street. I can buy a bowl with Bitcoin at Corner News, and I can, you know, spend some Bitcoin around the corner on a pizza that I can take home and put in my oven.
Right.
So,
and then you could take the RAV4 up to a mechanic.
Yeah, I can have my car fixed for Bitcoin
now,
here.
David, I just want to point something out. Just because we're fans of cryptocurrency does not automatically mean that we hate precious metals.
Yeah, I like precious
metals.
This is one of those weird things that
a lot of Americans buy into, this weird binary thing.
Yeah, you either for one or the other.
You either support X or Y. You're either a Republican or a Democrat. You either drink Coke or Pepsi. You either like pineapple on your pizza or you don't.
I do like pineapple on my pizza.
Right. And I mean, I think, cryptocurrencies could deliver some marginal utility. There are things like Namecoin. I'm not sure if that's still around, right? Where, you know, it's a virtual asset for virtual assets, right? And that makes a little bit of sense, right? But the fundamentals of cryptocurrency just aren't sound, right? I mean,
the fundamentals are very sound. That's why they're worth 5,000.
Cryptography is very sound.
Right. That's what I mean. Those are the fundamentals. Because that's what backs cryptocurrencies is the cryptography. And if it's not sound, then it's going to get hacked. And if it is sound, then it's not going to get hacked. And that's why Bitcoin was worth as much as $5,000 within the last week per Bitcoin. If it was hackable or if it was somehow unsound, it would never have gotten to that level of value.
Correct.
Ever.
Well, I don't know that that's necessarily true.
Okay, well, you can doubt it if you want.
And I'm an IT guy by trade, right? Now, I'll grant you that. I'm talking about the economic fundamentals, right? I mean, there's not really much that distinguishes Bitcoin from Bitcoin Cash, from Zcash, from Monero, et cetera, from each other, right?
Those fans would argue that
there are things that separate them, and that's why they support one versus the other.
Right, so to say that they're all the same is akin to saying that, well, Android and Apple and Microsoft are
all
the
phones.
Same because they're all, you know, softwares that run on computers. There's nothing that distinguishes Shakespeare's work from that of Edgar Allan Poe or George R.R. Martin. They're all using the English language and just slapping words on a page.
Yeah, I mean, but you actually do that too. When you say he runs Linux, did you mean Red Hat, Fedora, Slackware, SUSE, Arch? I mean, you know, no.
Yeah, and those
Linux,
and the fans
right?
of each of those systems
like
are big advocates usually of one or the other. The people that like Ubuntu like it for their reasons. The people that like Linux Mint like it for their reasons. The people that like the command line Linux or, you know, whatever that is, CentOS, they like it for their reasons. So, whatever.
But, I mean, to get out of the weeds, I am all about what the objectives of decentralized money are all about. I mean, I'm down with that. I wish it was going to work. It's just not. Right.
Well, how will you know when it's not working? I mean, because it's working now, right? You're saying it's all going to fail at the same time, or, like, eventually all of them are going to fail?
Yeah, it'll probably be like Beanie Babies. It's pure speculation at this point. But we've already pointed out it's not pure speculation, right?
So the other ones are pure speculation. The other competitors to Bitcoin, the hundreds of various different cryptocurrencies that are out there, if you go to coincap.io, you can scroll down the list and see them and see what their current values are. Those are speculation for the most part because there really isn't anything in the marketplace backing them. There are no merchants that are accepting them or trading them in any meaningful way. So those are just people buying and selling in the hopes that the prices are going to go up. And people are certainly doing that with Bitcoin, but that's what people are doing with gold and silver as well. But gold and silver aren't completely speculative because they're actually useful in the marketplace in different ways. So odds are they're going to at least into the future, gold and silver are probably going to continue to be worth something because they are worth something in the marketplace, meaning that they're being used in products and manufacturing.
Right, they have non-monetary value.
Yeah.
Right, and so that's actually something I was going to ask you all about. Do you know of anybody that's, I think I've talked about this before, but buying gold or silver with Bitcoin? Anybody like
Roberts and Roberts
that you know of?
I think Roberts and Roberts. Roberts
and Robert, they are Bitcoin preferred, and they've eliminated the minimum purchase amount for orders paid with crypto.
That's pretty sweet. David, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. I mean, I appreciate that he reminds people that that precious metals exist. I still think they are a good hedge against inflation.
It's not really a competing product.
Sure it is. It's competing for investment dollars, meaning that if somebody has $100 to invest, what are they going to invest in?
Right, but so some things you kind of pick one or the other as you're willing to buy. You're either going to buy an Apple computer or you're going to buy a Mac or whatever. You're not going to buy all three, but it's like saying you shouldn't buy chicken, you should buy apple juice instead. Like, that doesn't make as much sense.
Well, you should, I would say you probably should buy some gold and silver.
Well, first of all, you shouldn't just invest in one thing.
That's putting all your eggs in one basket.
Yeah.
To come back to that earlier discussion. And that is a bad idea, to put all your eggs in one basket. And I'm not an investor by any means. I've got gold. I've got a little bit of gold. I've got a little more silver. And I've got some cryptocurrency that, I administer on behalf of the Shire Free Church. But ultimately, I think that it's good to have different things. And within cryptocurrency, there's some Bitcoin, there's some Ether, there's some Dash. So I've tried to diversify in there as well. But by no means, I can't predict a winner. I don't know for sure, what's going to be the long-term success story. Gold might all of a sudden break out and do something really special. It hasn't really done that in my lifetime, but, it could happen.
Yep.
So I would say that gold and silver are a fine hedge against inflation. If you're looking for a place to put some money that's not the U.S. dollar, I would say those things and cryptocurrencies are fine options, because there is no, government that controls those items. And that means that you're keeping your wealth out of the hands of those Federal Reserve bureaucrats who can then just inflate the money supply and destroy what wealth you've created for yourself. So these are all fine ideas as far as I'm concerned. I get the fear around cryptocurrencies. I get that some people don't understand it. And that's a scary thing. I don't think you have to understand how Bitcoin works and how Bitcoin mining works and all of that to know whether or not it does work. And right now there's an argument that it doesn't work right.
If you ask the average person, how does your car work? Well, I put gas in the fuel tank and then I turn the key. Well, no, like, how does the internal combustion engine operate? What causes it when you turn the key to ignite a spark and then the cylinders go up? What causes all of it? I don't know.
Explosions.
But they still drive cars.
Controlled explosions that somehow pushes gears,
right,
and
but my
pulleys
point
and
is,
shafts or whatever.
People use the I don't understand computers as an excuse, but they also don't understand alternating current versus direct current and how internal combustion engines
work.
But
they still pay the power bill and, drive their cars around. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. You join us on the radio. Free Talk Live.
Ron Paul, Judge Napolitano, Jesse Ventura, Dennis Kucinich, Roger Ver, Colin and Jim Cantrell, Jordan Page, and Tatiana Morose, top minds in aerospace, cryptocurrency, blockchain technology, fine arts, politics, and finance, all at the Nexus Conference in Aspen, Colorado, September the 21st through the 23rd. Don't let this opportunity pass you by. Get your tickets now at nexus.freetalklive.com. New ideas and new opportunities all to be had on September the 21st through the 23rd. nexus.freetalklive.com. Imagine, if you will, a virtual world, a symbiotic economy with its own currency, where you can barter your services with others. Symbi.com is a marketplace of real people exchanging skills and services, from web developers, marketers, video production specialists, and teachers of all sorts, to gaming consulting or fitness coaching. Symbi.com is a vast world of people trading freely. Take my word for it, it's an adventure you can't afford to miss. Symbi.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help.
In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Do you trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now, and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our bank failure survival guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. You can dial in. And bring up anything you want. Our toll-free number is 855-453, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Moments remain. There's enough time for you if you get on the line right now. With you tonight, you've got Ian.
Melanie.
And Daryl. Well, let's see. We wanted to talk about Collexit. And I don't know if we're going to get a chance to get in real deep here at all. So we still get your calls coming up here, and that's what's the most important factor. Toll-free number again, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. And don't forget the Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. You can go and watch it online anytime you want. It is the five-year anniversary this year.
I am so looking forward to that screening.
Are you going? You're going to it?
As long as you don't need me to fill in for you.
Well, actually, what we haven't figured out yet was Derek J, who longtime listeners know is a former co-host here on Free Talk Live. He moved out to Portsmouth, New Hampshire from here in Keene, originally where he lived. And he and his boyfriend, Steven, have opened up the Bitcoin shop, the so-called Free State Bitcoin shop.
Yay!
Shop spelled S-H-O-P-P-E. And they are selling things only for cryptocurrency. So if you come in there with cash and you want to buy something, sorry, you won't be able to make that purchase unless you actually change that cash into crypto. They have a vending machine across the street at the Seacoast Repertory Theater. And actually, I believe they're about to be launching a vending machine inside the Bitcoin shop that's going to be a two-way machine, so you'll be able to both buy and sell cryptocurrency there. So it's really a—I mean, I haven't been there yet, but I already know it's a really cool shop because Derek and Stephen are running it, and I've seen pictures, and we're going to go down there and check it out. They were supposed to be doing a grand opening of the shop on the 9th, but that sounds like it's going to get postponed. So what I suggested he do, and he hasn't said for sure what's going to happen yet, he liked the idea, but I suggested that he do the grand opening on the same day as the premiere.
Excellent.
Or the screening of Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. So maybe that's what will happen, in which case I know Mark Edge, our co-host, had wanted to do a Free Talk Live episode from the Bitcoin shop.
All right.
And so I think it would be cool, like, if we're going to do that, because originally their grand opening was going to be in the evening, like 5 to 8 p.m. The movie screening on the 17th is going to be at 7 p.m. Eastern. So who knows how the day is going to flesh out or what they end up deciding to do. I'm just sort of speaking thoughts out loud here about what might happen. We don't know exactly how it's going to pan out. But if we do go out there, if the grand opening's the same day, we could just go out bright and early, like before they open up, and just do an episode of Free Talk Live, a recorded version from the Bitcoin store. Because the store's so small, my main concern is I don't want to like take up a bunch of space in a very small square footage shop. And so if they're open, then if we're in there recording a radio show, that could be a little distracting for customers coming in trying to shop. And so I'm hoping that we can get there early and just kind of hammer out the show. We'll have Derek and Steven on, of course, to talk about what it's like running a Bitcoin store. And then later on, we can all go and, you know, the grand opening party can happen. Then we can go see the movie or the movie and then the party or, you know, however that would end up playing out. But either way, we do know the movie is going to happen. There is a 5-year anniversary celebration screening, free screening of Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. So if you're in New England at on the day of the 17th of this month, which is a Sunday, then you're going to want to mark your calendar to get up to the Seacoast Repertory Theater, which is where the screening is going to happen. It's at 7 o'clock on a Sunday evening, so you'll have to miss the live episode of Free Talk Live in order to actually be at the screening, but I think it's going to be a lot of fun. Now, did you say you weren't at the original screening, or you were?
I was there.
You were there. Okay. Yeah, so we, years ago, in 2012, in September of 2012, on the 15th, we had a real-life premiere of Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. Pictures and video from that are up on victimlesscrimespree.com, so you can kind of, if you weren't there, you can get a feel for what it was like. And I think I remember counting over 50 attendees, and this
sounds about right.
This was bright and early in the morning, so these were hardcore people. This was like, what, 9 a.m. or something like that?
About 9, 10 o'clock on a Saturday, I believe.
Yep.
Plus, there was the not quite red carpet entrance.
That's right.
to where, you know, I don't recall if we actually had a red carpet, but there was sort of the, you know, walk through, people snapping photos.
Yeah, there was some kind of like red cheap thing that somebody got. I forget what that was.
There was definitely the rope.
Yeah. Yeah, there was something
the,
like that.
The velvet rope of, oh, yes, you're Mr. Freeman. You can come in here.
And then I rolled up and dropped him off in the police cruiser.
Yeah, the
old police cruiser. So that was a lot of fun.
Yep.
So now Derek's on the Seacoast. We decided to have the 5-year anniversary screening out in the Seacoast. And it's at the Seacoast Repertory Theater, which is the very same theater that accepts Bitcoin and currently also has the Bitcoin vending machine there, which is actually now a crypto vending machine because you can get Litecoin, you can get Dash, and you can get Ether? There's something else that's in that machine as well.
And I think I recall reading that the theater accepts other cryptos in
Dash.
Addition to
Bitcoin. I believe they take Dash. I'm not sure if there are others beyond Dash, but Bitcoin and Dash. So if you want to buy your refreshments, you want to get a beer or something like that while you watch.
Ooh, they got beer.
I believe they do. I believe. Don't quote me on that. I'm pretty sure they do have alcoholic drinks because it's, you know, it's a theater and they get the license for that, I think. So.
Okay.
So, yeah, crypto-friendly. Admission is free, so it's going to be first come, first served. And Derek's been promoting this around town. He's been putting up flyers around town, so I think this will be cool too, especially if we get some, you know, some regular folks from Portsmouth to check out the movie. So whether you're a big fan or you've never seen it before, if you want to come up and hang out with some cool libertarian folks, we're going to be there. I'm looking forward to it. I know I'm definitely going to be there. I'm the executive producer of the movie. I've got to be there, and so I'm looking forward to that. We're going to do a Q&A session with Derek J after the film. So, you know, he's had 5 years of activist seasoning since this, you know, went down, since the movie was released, and his lifestyle has changed a little bit. So maybe we'll kind of have him recap on how he feels, you know, 5 years later. And of course, you guys will get to ask whatever questions you want. We will record that session So that way anybody who doesn't, you know, can't make it, will put it up on YouTube
and
later on.
And didn't you record the original Q&A as well?
Yes, there's been a couple different Q&As with Derek J. But yeah, all the Q&As that I could have recorded, I have recorded with Derek J.
Well, I meant the original Q&A
yes.
that happened at the
premiere.
Original premiere.
Right, because there was another
ago.
Q&A that happened at the Liberty Forum, like, the next year when we screened it there.
Right, and I think there was a Q&A at the Keenvention as well, or was the premiere part of the original Keenvention? I forget.
There was a Keenvention where we played the movie, but that was because we were supposed to play 101 Reasons film, and it wasn't ready in time.
Okay.
So that didn't work out. 101 Reasons film is now available at 101reasonsfilm.com, and that was like 2014, so I guess that would have been the second.
Okay.
That would have been the second Keenvention. So anyway, toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Let's go to Sarah. She's in New Mexico. Sarah, go ahead.
Yeah, the other day, you know, Daryl is always against the daywalkers, and Chris got mad because he wanted to daywalk, and he got a ticket.
All right, first of all, I've never heard Daryl being against jaywalkers.
No, and Sarah, you called in about this on Friday as well, and I will explain one more time, and this is the final time that I'm going to explain
then
this
Daryl
to you.
Then Daryl won't talk to you ever again.
Probably not. You always call in about people being run over and alcohol being involved.
Well,
and I've looked
She hasn't
at
mentioned either of those things right now, so you're jumping
right
to a
now.
Conclusion.
Hold on.
All right.
Because this goes back to my statements about jaywalkers that she interprets as Daryl hates jaywalkers. The statistics for Albuquerque, New Mexico is that the majority of people that get hit by cars are drunk and not in a crosswalk. So if you interpret that statement as Daryl hates jaywalkers, then by all means, misinterpret my statement. My statement is the statistics that you always mention about people being run over. The jaywalkers are drunk and not in a crosswalk.
He's turning red like Mark does. You really are filling in for Mark tonight.
I have absolutely no problem, Sarah, with people responsible. Listen, Sarah! I have no problem with
people. He's an 8-year-old boy. He got run over 2 times. He was jaywalking, but not drunk. He was not an alcoholic.
Uh-huh. See, Daryl?
I said the majority.
Well, you hate children. You hate
majority. Them. That means more than half. That doesn't mean every single person.
Oh, my God.
Sarah, finish listening.
How? I've never seen Daryl like this before.
If he got killed, you would blame him.
She's not going to listen to you.
No, but he got killed in his head.
Sarah, listen. I have no problem with people responsibly crossing the street wherever they want to responsibly cross the street.
Okay, well, the 8-year-old boy, he was not an alcoholic. He wasn't drunk at 8 years old.
I never said an 8-year-old was an alcoholic, you crazy lunatic!
Oh, man. Thanks for the call, Sarah. Oh, Jazzy's upset now, Daryl. Why'd you have to go and do that? All right, we'll see you tomorrow online. In the meantime, over at freetalklive.com, check out more of Daryl. He generally doesn't scream on his podcast at fpp.cc. In fact, I've never heard him do that before. Sarah really pushed him over the edge. We'll see you tomorrow night, freetalklive.com. Have you wanted to get into Bitcoin mining but don't want to deal with the hassle and frustration of operating the mining hardware? Let pool.bitcoin.com handle it for you like I did. Just visit pool.bitcoin.com and use their calculator to estimate what you could end up making. You get to decide which Bitcoin you want to mine. If you already have mining equipment, you're invited to join pool.bitcoin.com. Get all the details and get started mining Bitcoin at pool.bitcoin.com.
Dash is digital cash. A digital currency designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime, for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is the first digital money that's governed by its users. Join Dash and help us build a better financial system for everyone. Find out more at dash.org. That's dash.org.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.